There is at least one thing we can all agree on. Whether political, whatever political party or religion we are, whatever sex or race or background, there is one thing we actually do all agree on. We live in a world where good and evil exist side by side. This week provided many new examples of our fallen world. And interestingly enough, I wrote this before the latest example that we have in Pittsburgh. Politics have gone from unpleasant talk to deadly action. Individuals routinely hurt each other and the innocent people nearby. Then there are the usual unkindnesses on the road and in our homes. According to the Bible, Adam and Eve had barely been introduced to each other when they conspired to disregard the voice of their Creator and listen instead to a different voice, the voice of the tempter or the serpent. It is a voice of rebellion, disruption, and disrespect. And whether we think of that story as literal or a myth or an illustration, it acknowledges that sin has been around as long as people. We live in a fallen world. The evidence is everywhere. But what our first scripture says is that the problem is not just with certain people. Just as the kingdom of God exists as a spiritual reality beyond what we can see and touch, evil begins in a very different spiritual place. Those who hurt others begin by listening to the serpent, who proposes immoral and unhealthy thoughts and feelings. They grow their anger by piling up evidence, searching out anything that will validate their feelings, and ignoring anything that might argue against them. They seek no one's advice or input, especially anyone who might show them another way to look at the situation. They fuel themselves until action bursts into flame. To a lesser degree, the same is true of us. Perhaps someone hurts our feelings. We try to establish whose fault it was, complaining to others until we're satisfied that we've been heard. But we remember, and we hold the hurt for next time, just in case. Other unfortunate things are not done to us by others, but are a condition of living in an imperfect world. When I took our son Jake to the emergency room a few weeks ago, it wasn't just the pain he suffered from, but the uncertainty of what was causing it and what the outcome would be. When I went to the emergency room 2 weeks later, I wasn't exactly in pain, but the uncertainty and fear were terrible. When you're older, enough friends have passed away that it is always a possibility in the back of your mind. I certainly sympathize and pray for Randy and Peg as they go through the same anxiety, and the Phillips family as they cared for Celeste during her recent health concern. And Ruth was not in the office on Friday because of her grandfather, who is 90 and ailing. These worries and fears are with us all the time. They join with the small things that aggravate and frustrate us until our lives are weighted down with worry and fear. Some people become so discouraged that suicide seems like the only way to peace. But that's the voice of the serpent, the liar, the deceiver. Knowing Christ gives us the keys to a different kingdom. A kingdom where love is understood and honored. It's the kingdom of good news. The Almighty Creator of the universe made us in His image. God is good, and we were created like Him. Throughout the ages, through the Bible, through the voices of the prophets and the lives of other people, He has made it clear how we should live our lives. As the Israelites were about to enter the Promised Land, God challenged them with these words in Deuteronomy 30, 15 to 16. See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I am commanding you today, by loving the Lord your God, walking in His ways, and observing His commandments, decrees, and ordinances, then you shall live and become numerous. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to possess. Some people ask, as Kathy's patient did a week or so ago, why does God cause bad things to happen? Or even, why does God allow bad things to happen? As Christians, it's our job to make it clear that God is not the source of bad things. There's another force in the world that is working on those projects. God is the repairer and restorer of good things. The good news is that God, our Creator, has given us His only Son, Jesus, who through His sacrifice enters our lives with care and comfort in all our dark times. All the things in life that are precious to us are God's gifts. Our children and grandchildren, our homes and peaceful neighborhoods, relationships that nourish and sustain us, our church. And when we look around at the beauty God has provided for us, to see a butterfly, to ride a roller coaster, to watch a sunset, to gather family for a holiday dinner, is to see God's goodness here on earth. There are two kingdoms that we live in. By God's grace and Christ's sacrifice, we can live our lives in God's kingdom with joy and expectation. We can affirm life. We can uplift others. We can appreciate ourselves. Because we are loved, we need not fear even the worst. Because we have eternal life through Jesus Christ, we have a good life here on earth.